Chapter 45, Principles of Prototypes. As discussed in Chapter 44, there are many forms of prototypes. The best choice for you depends on the particular risk being tackled and the type of product. But all forms of prototypes have certain characteristics and benefits in common. Here are five key principles behind their use. 1. The overarching purpose of any form of prototype is to learn something at a much lower cost in terms of time and effort than building out a product. All forms of prototypes should require at least an order of magnitude less time and effort as the eventual product. 2. Realize that one of the key benefits of any form of prototype is to force you to think through a problem at a substantially deeper level than if we just talk about it or write something down. This is why the very act of creating a prototype so often exposes major issues otherwise left uncovered until much later. 3. Similarly, a prototype is also a powerful tool for team collaboration. Members of the product team and business partners can all experience the prototype to develop shared understanding. 4. There are many different possible levels of fidelity for a prototype. The fidelity primarily refers to how realistic the prototype looks. There is no such thing as one appropriate level of fidelity. Sometimes we don't need the prototype to look realistic at all, and other times it needs to be very realistic. The principle is that we create the right level of fidelity for its intended purpose, and we acknowledge that lower fidelity is faster and cheaper than higher fidelity, so we only do higher fidelity when we need to. 5. The primary purpose of a prototype is to tackle one or more product risks: value, usability, feasibility, or viability in discovery. However, in many cases, the prototype goes on to provide a second benefit, which is to communicate to the engineers and the broader organization what needs to be built. This is often referred to as prototype as spec. In many cases, the prototype is sufficient for this, but in other cases, especially when the engineers are not co-located or when the product is especially complex, the prototype will likely need to be supplemented with additional details, usually use cases, business rules, and acceptance criteria.